Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to Madani Channel's program, Quranic Insight. In the previous episode, we began Surah At-Tawbah with a brief introduction. We also discussed the chosen topic from the Surah, the disasters and harms of self-conceit. In that discussion, we first highlighted the harms of self-conceit, defined it, explained its condemnation, and elaborated on its negative effects. We then explored the causes and remedies for self-conceit. In today's episode, we will discuss another important topic selected from Surah At-Tawbah, warnings for not giving zakah. We'll begin by highlighting the warnings for neglecting zakah, followed by the harms of not paying it. Later, we will discuss the virtues and benefits of giving zakah. Let's begin today's episode by reflecting on the virtue of sending durood upon the beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu states, one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came forth and a radiant happiness was visible on his blessed face. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, your Lord says, are you not pleased that for every person in your ummah who sends durood upon you, I will send 10 mercies upon him. And for every person in your ummah who sends salam upon you, I will send salam upon him 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, among the acts of worship made obligatory by Allah Almighty, zakah is one of them. It is a form of financial worship and one of the 5 fundamental pillars of Islam. Zakah refers to the specific portion of wealth fixed by Sharia, which is given to the possession of a needy Muslim who is not a Hashimi with the intention of seeking Allah's pleasure, completely removing any personal benefit from it. Allah Almighty has made zakah obligatory upon wealthy Muslims so that the needs of the underprivileged and deserving members of society can be fulfilled. Zakah is not only a religious duty, but also a means of purifying and cleansing one's wealth. When a person gives zakah from his wealth, it becomes pure and free from impurities. It is a profoundly significant obligation, which is why Allah Almighty has repeatedly emphasized its importance in the Holy Quran, often pairing it with the command to perform salah. Allah Almighty has promised countless blessings and benefits for those who fulfill this duty and has warned of severe punishment for those who neglect it. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah Almighty warns those who withhold zakah of his punishment, proclaiming, translation from Kanzul Irfan, and those who accumulate gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah, give them glad tidings of painful punishment. The day when it, wealth, will be heated in the fire of hell, then their foreheads and their sides and their backs will be branded with it. They will be said, this is the wealth which you hoarded, so taste that which you hoarded. This means that the wealth for which zakah was not given will be heated in the fire of hell on judgment day until it becomes white hot due to its intense heat. And the foreheads, sides, and backs of those who withheld zakah will be branded with it. It will be said to them, this is the wealth you hoarded for yourselves.
Now taste the punishment for hoarding your wealth and failing to give the rightful share to those in need. Dear viewers, the blessed hadith also contains stern warnings for those who neglect to give zakah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever possesses gold or silver and does not pay its due right, then on Judgment Day, flat plates of fire will be prepared for him, and the fire of hell will be ignited on them. His sides, foreheads, and backs will be branded with them. Once they cool, they will be reheated, and this cycle will continue for the day whose length is 50,000 years until judgment is passed among the people. Then the person will see his path either to paradise or hell." Those who neglect to pay zakah will find their wealth transformed into a source of punishment on Judgment Day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever leaves behind guns, that is wealth on which zakah was not paid, it will be transformed on Judgment Day into a bald snake. The snake will have two dark spots over its eyes and will relentlessly pursue the person who failed to give zakah. The person will ask, 'Who are you?' The snake will reply, 'I am your treasure, what you left behind.' It will then continue to chase and chew his hand. Then it will bite the person and eventually chew his entire body." Dear viewers, failing to give zakah not only makes a person deserving of the punishment of hell, but also brings about numerous other harms. For instance, neglecting the obligation of zakah results in the destruction of one's wealth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The wealth that is lost, whether on land or at sea, is lost due to the failure to give zakah." One of the harms of not giving zakah is that if a person is trapped in the bad habit of stinginess, he will not be able to escape from it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Generosity is a tree in paradise. Whoever is generous holds onto its branch. It will not leave him until it leads him into paradise. On the other hand, stinginess is a tree in the fire. Whoever is stingy holds onto its branch. It will not leave him until it drags him into the fire." Those who do not give zakah are cursed. As Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed those who do not give zakah. A nation that fails to pay zakah may face collective harm or loss. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A nation that does not give zakah, Allah Almighty will afflict it with drought." For those who do not pay zakah, this very wealth will become a source of torment for them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever is blessed with wealth by Allah Almighty but does not pay its zakah, that wealth will be transformed into a bald snake with two spots on its head on Judgment Day. The snake will wrap around the person's neck like a collar, grab his cheeks, and say, 'I am your wealth. I am your treasure.'" After this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the following verse: وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: "And those who resort to stinginess in that which Allah granted them with His grace must never think it is better for them. Rather, it is bad for them. Soon, that which they retained in avarice will be placed around their necks on the Day of Judgment." Those who do not pay zakah will face strict accountability. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The poor will never suffer from hunger and destitution except due to the actions of the wealthy." Listen carefully. Allah Almighty will hold the rich to a strict account and inflict upon them a painful punishment. One of the harms of not giving zakah is that such individuals deprive themselves of the virtues and benefits they could have gained by fulfilling this obligation. Dear viewers, the Holy Quran and Hadith highlight numerous virtues and benefits of giving zakah. In some places, glad tidings are given of being freed from sins through the payment of zakah, while in others, it is described as a means of perfecting one's faith. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The completion of your Islam is that you pay zakah on your wealth." On another occasion, he said, "Whoever believes in Allah and His Messenger is obliged to pay zakah. Those who pay zakah become deserving of Allah Almighty's mercy." Allah Almighty proclaims, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "And my mercy encompasses everything. So soon I shall decree my mercy for those who are righteous and give zakah." Paying zakah leads to the attainment of taqwa. The Holy Quran mentions paying zakah as one of the attributes of the Allah-fearing ones. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "And spend in our way from the sustenance we have granted them." Dear viewers, by giving zakah, a person becomes part of the list of successful individuals. In the Holy Quran, one of the deeds of the successful is also mentioned as giving zakah. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Those who pay the zakat." Allah Almighty assists those who give zakah, and His help is with them, as Allah Almighty proclaimed. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Allah will most definitely help those who help His religion. Allah is all-powerful, predominant. Those who, if we grant them authority in the earth, establish the prayer, pay zakah, encourage good, and condemn evil. And the outcome of all matters is for Allah alone." Paying zakah fulfills the needs of poor Muslim brothers and brings joy to their hearts. Bringing happiness to the heart of any Muslim is a highly rewarding act. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever conveys the rightful plea of his Muslim brother to a ruler or brings joy to his heart, Allah Almighty will grant him a high rank in paradise." Dear viewers, the act of giving zakah is a prime example of Islamic brotherhood. A wealthy Muslim helps his poor Muslim brother financially by giving zakah, thereby supporting him economically. Moreover, the heart of the poor Muslim brother is filled with love for the Muslim brother who gave him zakah, and he continues to pray for blessings in his brother's life, wealth, and family. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, a believer is like a building for another believer, where one part strengthens the other." The one who gives zakah becomes purified. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Give the zakah of your wealth because it purifies and will purify you." Dear viewers, giving zakah does not decrease a person's wealth. Rather, it increases it in this world and the hereafter. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Whatever you spend in the way of Allah, He will give more in return. He is the best of providers." Allah Almighty rewards His bondsmen abundantly for spending in His way. The value of this reward can be understood from the following verse, where Allah Almighty says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "The example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like the grain which produced 7 ears. In every ear, 100 grains. Allah may increase it more for whomsoever He wills, and Allah is most bestowing, all knowing. Therefore, one should give zakah with a cheerful heart, firmly believing that Allah Almighty will grant a much greater reward in return. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. Although outwardly it may seem like wealth is decreasing, in reality it is increasing. Just like when damaged branches are removed from a tree, it may appear that the tree is smaller, but this act actually leads to its growth and flourishing. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states, zakah given by a person continues to grow every year, meaning that his wealth increases, which in turn causes his zakah to increase. This is a proven fact. Just like a farmer who sows seeds in the field, he may appear to empty his sacks, but in reality, he fills them with an increased harvest. The sacks at home may be destroyed by rats, pests, etc. Or it means that the wealth from which charity is continuously given will keep growing. As long as you keep giving from that wealth, inshallah, it will continue to grow. Dear viewers, the blessing of giving zakah protects a person from evil. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever pays the zakah on his wealth, surely Allah Almighty removes evil from him. Paying zakah is a means of protecting one's wealth, as it ensures the safety and blessings of one's possessions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fortify your wealth by giving zakah and treat your illnesses through charity. Dear viewers, we must always remember the rewards and benefits promised by Allah Almighty for giving zakah, as well as the warnings against neglecting this obligation. By fulfilling the duty of zakah, we can attain numerous blessings and virtues, but neglecting it will make us deserving of punishment. Undoubtedly, we cannot endure the torment of hellfire. Addressing those who neglect zakah, the great Islamic scholar Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi advises, O dear, do you take the command of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam lightly as a joke, or do you think that enduring the hardships of 50,000 years on Judgment Day will be easy for you? Just try placing a single coin heated in this earthly fire on your body and then compare it to the burning heat of that day, where this mild heat is and where that fierce fire is, where this single coin is and where the wealth accumulated over a lifetime is, where this brief moment of pain is and where the torment of 1,000 years is, where this light burn is and where the rage that shatters bones is. May Allah Almighty guide the Muslims. We should make it a priority to pay our zakah. If we have been negligent in this regard, we should repent for it. We must make a firm resolve to always pay the zakah of our wealth. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to act upon this. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discussed the topic selected from Surah At-Tawbah, warnings for not paying zakah. We began by highlighting the warnings associated with not giving zakah. Then we talked about the consequences of neglecting zakah. Afterward, we also discussed the virtues and benefits of giving zakah. May Allah Almighty accept our efforts. Insha'Allah, we will return in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.